Sooner or later, you will have to spend a little bit of time with artificial intelligence. I have my own reasonably fast AI running just fine on an old computer. It is a newly optimized AI program released just days ago called Llama 3.2. And 3.2 is a huge speed boost over all the older versions. This is really new. Never go beneath version 3.2. Those models are just too slow. The moment I started writing this text, I went to olama.com, OLLAMA.com, and ran their curl command, because I'm using Linux, on a Raspberry Pi. Raspberry Pi is for development purposes only. It takes entire minutes to load YouTube. I use it when I need to write super fast code or track bottlenecks in experimental code. Raspberry Pi 4 is powerful, but way too slow for the internet. It is much slower than your cell phone. When I ran the curl command, which is an installer-like setup, I saw installing Olama almost immediately, and then 10 minutes later, after a couple of gigabytes of downloads, the program was running. Then I installed Llama 3.2 by running olama space run space llama no space 3.2, and it said pulling manifest, and just a few minutes later it printed send a message. It's a clumsy way of saying you can type something on the screen now. That's when you are supposed to type a question. And I typed in, when did humans lost their tails? Because the free AI that everyone is using got really tripped up on this one. And 20 seconds later, maybe 30, the Raspberry Pi AI, which is crazy, started printing a response at the speed of a person typing on their phone. So it's too slow to read out loud, but it's fine if you're just sitting there watching the text. The answer was pretty strong. It correctly stated that humans never really had a tail. It might have been a tiny little thing. And when I asked about hominids, it started typing such a thorough response that I felt spoiled. Having mostly used free AI just to establish a baseline standard and get an idea of what the free stuff does, I saw that the response was richer. On a Raspberry Pi, you want to let it write, and you have to switch to some other window, maybe go grab a snack from the kitchen. But on a normal or a 10-year-old computer, it just gives you text. Raspberry Pi is just really slow. Old computers, 10-year-old computers with a cheap graphics card that does have a GPU are just fine. It just works normally like you would expect. So Olama is a primitive program that installs Llama. It's like an environment for running artificial intelligence. And it comes in three versions for Linux, Windows, and Mac. And it just opens that old black text window that all the hackers use on TV. It runs in the terminal, which is awesome because terminals were designed for text and AI is text, so it's a perfect pair. If you get confused trying to install Olama or trying to get Olama to install Llama 3.2, then just look for video tutorials. And of course, make sure that you install Llama 3.2 or higher. Finally, I have a pet question I like to ask. Roughly, give me three examples of a program using the actor model. And in my opinion, Llama 3.2 worked better than the leading free AI that everyone is using. Llama took time to create scenarios explaining how all the programs work. One of the examples it gave me was an online store, and it described the actor's user, shopping cart, and payment gateway, and then stepped through all the functions within, and even mentioned a refund function. It did not use the internet at all. It all happened locally on the computer. The AI sits on the computer that you install it on. This is rather magical for me personally because I can combine those responses with the software I designed to have AI automatically generate all the big parts of programs for me. They may not run, but it will be clear what is missing. To me, Llama 3.2, this latest version, represents a breakthrough almost as big as the initial release of AI, because now we can have AI at home and it works just fine.
And what a beautiful invitation into the world of programming it is. Because while it will inspire you to learn programming so that you can automate interacting with the AI, unbelievably, shockingly, startlingly, mind-twistingly, the AI will also teach you programming like a teacher.
The following question was too big for the Raspberry Pi, and on the Raspberry Pi, it took 9 minutes to begin generating a response, though it started writing just fine. But I got an instant response on that 10-year-old computer. Here is my clumsy question.
Howdy doody. Give me a lesson plan for learning JavaScript programming while following something like a programming cookbook structure where there's plenty of little examples. Please start by just listing the chapters of such a sweet little cookbook.
And while I will attach the full response to the bottom of the text version of this poem, I will only read you the chapters of the cookbook this magnificent program has produced. Just look at this. Just listen to this.
Chapter 1. Setting up and installing JavaScript editing environment. Chapter 2. Variables and data types. Chapter 3. Control structures. That would be if and loop and the like. Chapter 4. Functions. Chapter 5. Objects and arrays. Chapter 6. Document object model manipulation. That's the browser programming stuff. Chapter 7. Event-driven programming. Very cool. Chapter 8. Working with data structures. Chapter 9. Advanced topics. And Chapter 10. Putting it all together. This outline covers the basics of JavaScript programming and provides a solid foundation for further learning. Each chapter includes bite-sized examples to help you illustrate key concepts. Next steps would be to write detailed lesson plans for each chapter, including step-by-step guides with example code, tips and best practices, exercises or quizzes to reinforce understanding. Let me know if you would like me to expand on any of these chapters or provide sample content.
Can you imagine? The artificial intelligence wants to write a book for you. And just imagine collaborating with it on a book that you can publish. Like I said, sooner or later, you will have to spend time with artificial intelligence. It is just that amazing. This is not a computer program. This is not some robotic chat or chatbot. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an actual intelligence. We have entered into a future era. You need to figure out for yourself just how magnificent all this is, and you will not regret it.